Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has warned against attempts to drive a wedge between Shia and Sunni Muslims. Ayatollah Khamenei says there are political aims behind regional conflicts and that the enemy is trying to turn them into a sectarian strife. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Hossein Javedi Ansari says Iran will never compromise on its security and defense capabilities. Javedi Ansari said that Iran will continue its legitimate missile program but will not design projectiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. A shooting in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh has left at least 5 people dead and several others injured. The 2 gunmen involved in the shooting are still at large. There were 4 women among the victims, and 2 of the wounded are in critical condition. Police have launched an investigation into the incident. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has slammed some Balkan countries for their decision to close their borders in an attempt to curb the influx of refugees. Merkel said that the closure of the Balkan routes were unilateral actions by the EU members do not resolve the refugee problem. French police have clashed with anti-austerity protesters in Paris. Police used tear gas against dozens of angry protesters who vandalized shops and ATMs. The demonstrators were rallying against labor market reforms proposed by the socialist government. Saudi Arabia has carried out fresh air raids against Yemen. In the most recent attack, Saudi warplanes pounded the city of Dhahran in Yemen's Lahij province. All members of a family were killed in the attack. Riyadh has been pounding Yemen since last March. More than 8,400 people have been killed ever since.